You know, the judge in the Oscar Pistorius case has been delivering the verdict vis-a-vis sentencing on Oscar Pistorius, who was found not guilty, as we know, of murder, but was found guilty of manslaughter. They have a different term for it, as we know from Fiona Ford in South Africa, who's told us about this before. There's breaking news from South Africa as we speak, and Fiona Ford, I'm glad to say, is here with that news. Fiona, good morning. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Ryan. The very famous athlete has just been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Mm. And as I'm talking to you, a court orderly has just walked down the stairs to the holding cells of the courtroom, preparing for the accused. We're just waiting to hear Judge Masipa now deliver her verdict on the second charge that he faced, which is always overlooked in this case. He was also charged with possession of ammunition. We're waiting to hear what he will get for that. But for the culpable homicide or manslaughter, as you refer to it, he's been given 5 years.
Are you surprised, having seen it, been so at such close quarters to the case, Fiona? Are you surprised by that verdict or sentence?
Not at all surprised by this, but I was very surprised by the verdict last month.
Yes.
Of culpable homicide rather than second-degree murder. And I think the sentiment I share with you now is what was shared by a lot of people here. And we were tutored, I guess, by the legal community, the legal fraternity, who gave a lot of commentary on this trial. And I should say, this trial has actually lasted longer than the relationship between Reeve and Oscar. You know what I mean? It's been a very, very drawn-out trial. It's 6 months, more than 6 months now.
Well, we just lost Fiona there. We'll try and get her back because it's a case that has intrigued. In many ways, the Oscar Pistorius case was and has been the O.J. Simpson of this generation. I suppose you could say a famous, world-famous athlete caught up in a bloody mess of a case, if you can excuse the kind of the clumsy use of a description there. But you know what I'm talking about. And we watched it, as we did with O.J. Simpson, live and by night, the case. We all became kind of quasi-legal experts watching it. And that's why we go back to you, Fiona. Any sense of reaction in the courtroom to the sentencing?
Very little reaction yet from the Pistorius family. They're, I think, muted at this. They're continuing to listen because the judge is continuing to speak. So until she stops, the accused, Oscar Pistorius, won't be led away. He's standing as he listens to her speak right now. So we'll get lots of reaction, I'm sure, it'll come very, very soon. But this is breaking as you and I talk.
Sure. Any indication, Fiona, as to what the nature of the sentencing process, whereby in Ireland we know that if somebody gets 5 years, they'll be generally out in two, maybe two and a half or three. Is it similar sense of that in South Africa, or is 5 years 5 years?
No, he would get out sooner, it's assumed. Can I just add, he's just been given 3 years fully suspended for the possession of the Tasha's shooting, possession of firearms.
Okay, so that's...
That's
3 years fully suspended, so no added time. We're just dealing with the 5 years in terms of incarceration.
Yeah, no added time. So in answer to your first question, how it might play out, we have yet to see, because he's going behind bars as of from today as a disabled person, it is highly likely that he would present himself again before the courts to say that conditions are not suitable for his disabilities. I'm assuming and speculating, but from what we've been led to believe and from how his defence team have argued this case, they have been adamant that he should not be given a custodial sentence because of his disability. That said, this is the man that overcame all odds to compete against able-bodied athletes, who lived his life as an able-bodied person and who lived in a house in Pretoria that didn't have any facilities for a disabled person. You know what I mean? He didn't have any special railings in his bathroom. He didn't have ramps leading into his home. This is a house that able-bodied people like you and I would live in.
Yeah.
So, but this is what his team have argued, and I'm sure this is what they will continue to argue. They did also put a big premium on the fact that he is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder since he killed Reeva more than a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that he needs ongoing intensive mental treatment and mental health to overcome that. What the judge did say this morning was that while all these facilities will be available to him in prison, there's absolutely no reason to believe that he couldn't bring in outside therapists if he felt that the prison standards weren't up to scratch in terms of therapy. So you can see what the state has been able to argue, that they're willing to meet this man and cater for all of his needs so that justice is seen to be done.
What she also said
in her closing line, sorry to interrupt you, Ryan, was that she didn't see the need to give him a maximum sentence of 15 years because it could have resulted in breaking him, which would have gone against the whole grain of appropriate punishment. She wanted to go for a middle ground in this punishment.
Okay, I don't think I've ever recalled seeing a man cry so much as I have seen Oscar Pistorius cry throughout this trial, and I suspect we'll have more tears today. It's too early to know, but maybe we could hazard an element of guess as to how this might play out, broadly speaking, in the bars and coffee shops of South Africa.
Yeah, it has been a huge talking point, you know, since it began back since the trial began all those months ago. And I think there was a massive talking point last month, as I say, on the conviction of manslaughter when everybody thought it would be a harsher sentence. There was a lot of anger that was presented at the time where people felt that he was being given a custodial, a convenient sentence for the crime he had committed. They felt that the judge had been lenient on him. And again, we were all, you know, rushed up to this morning and had to wait and see what kind of a sentence she would give. Mm-hmm. She said something very important since proceedings began this morning, and it just took her an hour and 10 minutes to get to where she has gone to now and to hand down the sentence. But about halfway through, she said it would be a very sad day for South Africa if the impression was given that there would be one law for the poor and another for the rich and famous, and that justice had to be very, very fair in this regard because of the international attention that was on the courts. So I think there's very few members of the public that could criticise her on the sentencing this morning. But I think there will be a lot of people who will still hold strong views about the conviction itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Fiona, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for bringing us that news so swiftly. And indeed, thanks for all your reports into the programme in the last few months. We appreciate it greatly. And we'll talk to you again soon, no doubt.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Fiona Ford, live from South Africa, where the former, I suppose you could say, athlete, Oscar Pistorius, has been sentenced. It's our equivalent, if you like, of manslaughter, and he's been given a sentence of 5 years in prison, a custodial sentence. So that is that breaking news there from South Africa. He was given a further 3 years for firearms offences, but they were fully suspended. So it's simply a five-year prison sentence, which will see him, as we speak, being led to prison behind bars, where he will remain for some time to come. That's all the latest from South Africa.